Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. As you may have heard, I'm here to present a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. In the first part of the program, you'll hear recordings by people including Neil Sedaka, Nat King Cole, Shirley Bassey, some nice duets, one from Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, one from Jane Powell and Robert Merrill, and a little bit later, one from Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. And there'll be others. I'm going to begin with two hits from the early 1960s.
The year off fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day
of the year.
Maybe
if I ask your dad and mom, they let me take you to the junior prom. Like a firecracker, I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl.
Calendar Girl was written by Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield. That recording you heard by Neil Sedaka was a hit in 1961. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Nat King Cole. His first number one hit in Australia was in 1950, Mona Lisa. His last number one hit in Australia was in 1962. Here it is.
Ramblin' why I want you. Heaven knows, though I love you with a love true, who can cling to a rambling rose? One more time, everybody, now.
Ramblin' Rose, written by Noel and Joe Sherman, sung by Nat King Cole, with a number one place on the hit parades in 1962. Here's a hit from 1963.
Nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. You buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds, but believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way I love you. You can take her any place she wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with nothing. I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis all who loves you.
That was Shirley Bassey, of course. I Have Nothing, written by Mike Stoller and Jerry Lieber, a hit in 1963. I'm turning now to the 1950s.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today. To my life and made it so complete. You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today. My darling,
that recording of It Isn't Fair was by Sammy Kaye's orchestra. Sammy Kaye had many hit records from 1942 through to 1964, and the vocalist was Don Cornell, and it was a hit in 1950.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. is upon us. Why should the heart sink away when the dark midnight is over? Watch for the break.
Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae sang Whispering Hope, a hit record from 1952. In 1947, Lerner and Lowe had written the music for a show called Brigadoon, opened on Broadway in 1947, and in 1954, MGM made a film production of Brigadoon. Here are a couple of songs from Brigadoon.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the brae, not a word did we say. It was and her arm linked in mine made the world kind of fine. It was life seems to be like a bell that keeps ringing for me. I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in
what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with you. The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still.
take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill.
The morning dew is blinking yonder. There's lazy music in the
maybe other days as rich and rare. There may be other springs as full and fair, but they won't be the same. They'll come and go. Are holding still. If you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather.
The first of the songs written by Alan Jailer and Frederick Lowe for Brigadoon was Almost Like Being in Love, and that was sung by Gene Kelly, who starred in the motion picture version of Brigadoon. And then Heather on the Hill, sung by Jane Powell and Robert Merrill.
Thank you.
today's anniversary of the birth of the Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov in 1844. In 1937, Tommy Dorsey, American bandleader, adapted and made a particular arrangement of one of Rimsky-Korsakov's melodies, Song of India, and recorded it featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan. That's just what you heard.
In your glance, and yet you're easy on the eye. Whenever I'm alone, you weave a magic spell. Scandaloo-dee-la-dee-loo, and though it be a danger zone, I only know that you're swell. A little bit independent with your smile, little bit independent in your smile. But how can I love you all the while? You're so easy on the eye.
That's Waller and his orchestra, A Little Bit Independent, written by Edgar Leslie in 1935 with music by Joe Burke, who was born this day in 1884. Here's a song with an interesting background. It was introduced in a 1975 motion picture, and then in 1991, John Kander and Fred Ebb used the song in a New York review called And the World Goes Round. This is a recording of How Lucky Can You Get by Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
Ba-do-dee-o-dee-o-dee, ain't we got fun? And what is more, we got the blues on the run.
Satin on my shoulders and a smile on my lips.
And you're overdressed.
How lucky can you get?
And I got money in my pockets and at my fingertips. Ooh, how lucky can you get?
Every night a party where the fun never ends. You can circle the world with our circle of friends.
When I'm making merry music with this partner of mine,
we're a perfect duet. Wow, how lucky can you get?
But only see the private yachts clean. But only oh, they're life is a dream.
Every time I roll the dice, a seven comes up.
You got a golden arm.
How lucky can you get? This bowl of punch is pumped up a bit, but I'll pour you a cup. Ooh, how lucky can you get?
Now, if you care to join us, we will always say yes. If you look in the book, you will find our address.
The yellow pages.
There's no need to telephone.
Just come as you are. Take a train or a jet. Gee, how lucky can you be? How lucky can you? Wow, how lucky can you get?
Oh, we only live the luckiest guys. The brakes are piling up in front of their eyes.
Now the party's swinging and we're still on our feet.
Look out, man.
How lucky can you get?
Yes, and dig the songs we're singing in the band. We've got such a beat. Ooh, how lucky can you get? We're classy entertainers. Here's our gold printed card. We got songs by the score.
We got jokes by the yard.
So if you're in the market for a barrel of laughs, we're as sharp as Gillette. Gee, how lucky can you be? How lucky can you? Wow, how lucky can you get? Keep entertaining till they give us a boot.
When the time comes to scoot,
we'll just pick up that loot. Cause that's the way we operate, my partner and I.
We are never in debt.
We'll only like it. Gee, how lucky can you? We, how lucky can you? Wow!
In 1975, two old-timers, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire, got together again to sing How Lucky Can You Get. In the late 1950s or possibly the 1960s, the British trumpeter Eddie Calvert recorded an album in which he paid tribute to various trumpeters, and I'm going to play one of the tracks, and this was Eddie Calvert's tribute to Harry James.
Ha ha ha!
Wow. The artistry of Eddie Calvert with some triple tonguing. The Carnival of Venice, a tribute to Harry James. And the orchestra was conducted by Johnny Arthi.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire. That was sung by the Ink Spots, a big hit for the Ink Spots. It was written by Eddie Sealer and Benny Benjamin.
Darling, you're my guiding star, not caring what you own, but just what you are,
a peaceful sky.
Tomorrow brings,
you'll reach a star. because there are such things.
Frank Sinatra was the vocalist with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in 1942 in that recording of There Are Such Things, written by Abel Baer, Stanley Adams and George Meyer.
Because you're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kiss. Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. You're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. Misses on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away upstairs. Our blue room far away upstairs.
Every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to fly. Someday, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine. In the darkness, oh sweetheart, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to fade. Someday, oh darling, when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. And when I wake from dreams, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
Connie Boswell sang With Every Breath I Take with Jimmy Greer's orchestra and Bunny Berrigan's orchestra accompanied Elvis Sheldon on Blue Room.
Julie London sang When I Fall in Love.